Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He, of course, is from the Post-Gazette, and he's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Doran, it's just come out in the last few moments. The Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs are going to play on Thanksgiving, 4:30 p.m. on CBS. We'll see whether or not if George Pickens is on time for that holiday game.
Yeah, maybe not.
Not on time for the Chiefs-Steelers game on Christmas Day. Ray, good morning to you. We know the Steelers play at Detroit this year. You think they could wind up on Thanksgiving? Have you heard anything about the Steelers playing on holidays this year?
You know, I would be surprised, guys. I was looking at some of the recent trends with NFL scheduling yesterday, and you know, a couple of things. Typically, you know, with a few exceptions, but typically when you play an international game, they're going to schedule your bye week the week after. So I think Steelers are probably looking at the first week of October for their bye week.
Now, real quick on that, and this could be wrong, but I had somebody who might be in the know, a capital S somebody, tell me that the Steelers have requested, now I don't know if the NFL is going to listen to this, they've requested to not have their bye week that early. They don't want to have a week five bye.
Yeah, I don't know if the Steelers have a say in that or not, but if you just look at recent history, when teams come back from that type of a travel, the NFL typically schedules it that way. So that I would be surprised if the Steelers don't have the first week of October. And then the second trend I was looking at, and listen, the Steelers are a national brand, so they might be an exception, but I would be surprised if they play on Christmas or Thanksgiving this year, just because the NFL has leaned on them so much over the years. They were on Christmas Day last year. I don't think they would ask them to do that again. So I don't think it's going to be Detroit on Thanksgiving either.
If the Steelers did play Detroit on Thanksgiving, do you think Caleb Johnson calls heads or tails if it goes to overtime, Ray?
Yeah, Jerome Bettis. They played, what, in Indianapolis on Thanksgiving a few years ago.
Yes.
But they haven't been back in Detroit since then. So
also, yeah, the famous Mike Tomlin going to trip Jacoby Jones game was a Thanksgiving night game at M&T Bank Stadium. Ray, did you go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, back when I was a kid, I think 1983, they lost like 45-3 to the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, but that was a million years ago. So,
Ray, this wasn't quite a million years ago, but the last time the Steelers played internationally was against the Vikings. Did you cover that game?
Yeah. I did not. I was back in Pittsburgh. I think just Jerry and Ed and maybe a columnist went, but what I remember about that game, guys, is it was my daughter's birthday, September 29th, and Elsie Greenwood passed away that day. So we were having a birthday party at my house for my daughter. She was obviously very young then, and I had to write an obit on Elsie Greenwood, man. And that kind of got my wife mad at me. But, you know.
Ray, what have you heard? Who have you heard? Or who would you want to see? Who entices you for the Steelers to open up the NFL season with on week one?
I love it when they open with division games, but the NFL has kind of, you know, put that off until the end of the season. But I love it. You know, there was, you know, a couple, I want to say like 5-7 years ago, they would always open with the Browns. I would love to see that again. But more and more, Dorn, I think they're going to NFC games or, you know, conference games that aren't within the division. But I used to love it when they would play AFC North games early in the season. But it just seems like they try to, you know, trick this thing up at the end of the season where you have all these TV matchups with playoff implications. So, you know, it'll probably be an NFC team or I heard you guys talking before. Somebody left the Dolphins, probably something like that.
Ray, we'll get down to some nuts and bolts questions about this roster in a couple of minutes. But what's more intriguing to you if Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler, the matchup against the Jets or the matchup against the Packers?
Oh, the Packers, because that's where his history is. I mean, you know, his Hall of Fame career is defined by the Packers. I think that would be – listen, if they put that game in prime time for the opener, I would love it. I mean, that's – I think the networks would be all over that game. So I know they got to spread it out. Other teams are going to be in play, but I would be surprised. And you don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be here or not, definitely, but I would be surprised if that's not an early season, like – Sunday night football game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ray, when the season starts, what do you think the split will be at running back? They obviously just signed Trey Sermon. Don't know if he's even going to make the team. Might be practice squad or might be the fourth back. But between Jaylen Warren, Caleb Johnson, and Kenneth Gainwell, how do you think the split is going to go between those three?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be close to 50-50. I think they will defer to Jaylen Warren early in the season, and they're not going to hand anything over to Caleb Johnson. But I think at least to start, you know, it might be 55-45, 60-40 in favor of Warren and, you know, a couple of snaps here and there, you know, for Kenneth Gainwell. But I think I told you guys right after the draft, I would not be surprised at all if by season's end it's pretty close to a 50-50 split. There is a reason they went out and got Caleb Johnson in the third round. They had him higher than a third round pick. They were surprised when he was still there. So they are excited about him. And at rookie minicamp last Friday, he was the first guy that stood out to me. I saw him going through drills. He was all rocked up. I'm like, okay, give me the roster. Who's number 20? And it was Caleb Johnson. He looks every bit the part of an NFL football player.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, I've seen a lot come out about George Pickens since the trade. Things that either beat writers were sitting on and didn't report, or things that were perhaps passed along now that Pickens isn't a teammate. Have you heard any Pickens horror stories that otherwise went unreported before?
No, I just think, you know, what we've learned since the trade is it wasn't one thing that force them to make this deal. It was just the accumulation of everything that happened last season. And, you know, at some point over the offseason, they just made the decision that they were going to move on from him. So, you know, we can go back and detail every little thing that happened, but I don't think there was one thing that said, okay, we got to trade George now. I just think when they made that decision, guys, to go out and acquire DK Metcalf and to sign him to a $150 million contract, I think the writing was on the wall then. I think a lot of people sort of got, oh, on paper, Pickens and Metcalf. No, that was never going to happen. If it was going to happen, it was going to happen for one season. So when they made that decision to sign DK Metcalf, we all knew they were going to move on from George eventually. And eventually the Cowboys gave them the right offer.
Ray, I just asked you the question about the running back split between the three of them. What do you think the split would be between Mason Rudolph and Will Howard if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like, there's a lot of speculation about Kirk Cousins, right? Like, you would you want to go out and get a guy like that? Or would you want to just go out and get a better backup than Skylar Thompson, right? Because do you really want to put pressure on Will Howard, you know, to be in a quarterback competition as a rookie? So I would imagine if that was a scenario, obviously Mason gets the bulk of the reps. They would prepare him to be the starter. And I'm just throwing out names here. I don't even know if this guy signed within the last week. Maybe you upgrade to a Carson Wentz over a Skylar Thompson, and then you keep Will Howard as the number three, but you still get him plenty of reps in camp, and you still get him plenty of reps in the preseason, because you want to find out what that guy is all about this year, because you're going to be on the hunt for a quarterback next year. So I want to see Will Howard as much as I can in July and August, because I want to know what he's all about before they go into the scouting process for the 2026 draft.
Last thing here for you, Ray. What percent chance would you give the Steelers of signing a wide receiver that's not just some camp body, that's not like in the Robert Woods mold, but more in the Amari Cooper mold?
Yeah, especially if Aaron Rodgers signs. I'm not saying he would handpick a guy, but I think they would try to get a guy that he would want on the roster. So, yeah, percentage chance. If Aaron Rodgers is here, I would say 60%. If he's not here, maybe that goes down to about 30-40%.
Raymundo, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's the man. Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.